smadurę dam. Et de sweetness dam. Regardez qu'est-ce qu'on Audha Jamaïda. Just like Mahaprabhu, he is Audhar Jabigraha. He is the deity of embodiment of compassion and magnanimous. Do you need this? She wants also to share with us. She has the earphone. So what is the meaning of Audharya? Even without asking, you are ready to give everything. So generous. As much as you want, take more. In this world is not possible someone like this, because in this world everything is limited. How much money you have, for example? How much? There is a limit. But Lord is unlimited. He's infinite. So infinite minus infinite equals infinite. Was giving and ready to give more. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Mahaprabhu, he made all the jivas intoxicated with Krishna prana. You know this shloka, Advaita Charitamrita told to Mahaprabhu. Everybody already became crazy with Krishna prana, intoxicated. This was the words that Advaita Charitamrita told to Mahaprabhu. Advaita Charitamrita wrote a letter to Mahaprabhu. But it was like a charade, how do you say it? Analogy. Analogy, like it's not the direct meaning words, it's just like some poem, like some rhymes with. So not everybody understood the inner meanings of those words of Advaita Acharya. So that about the rice, you know, like everybody already took the rice and owl, bowl, chow, like what do you understand of these rhymes of a poem of Advaita Acharya? So three words in this letter. How, bow, and chow. Bow means crazy. Called somebody who has no Siddhanta. Who has no Siddhanta. Doing just anything. So the first person who came first asked, tell me. Okay, what is the name of that politician of India? Oh, then he said, oh, Subhash Chandra. Okay. How old are you? You know that story of one person. When did India got independence? 19? So in Thailand, I forgot the, in Hindi, you can maybe know. Anyway, how many stars in the sky? Another question. Ah, they're still researching. Two persons, they were doing exam, oral exam. So one guy didn't know the answer, so he was just seeing what the other student was replying to the answers. Okay, so that person, so when the second boy came for doing the oral exam, so that teacher asked him, tell me. Ah, I know the answers. I just know all the answers. Okay, what's the answer? The answer is Netaji. Subhash Chandra Bose is one person in India, from history of India. I mean, see, he had a... When India got independence? When India got independence? Which year? 1947 England got independence. Okay, so he told also this answer. And then teacher asked. Okay, I just know that he didn't know, he, you know, this boy, he didn't know only the answers he knew. Because he was thinking that the teacher would ask all questions to everyone in the oral exams. He said, you know, in the exams, there's only the same questions for everyone. They are all reading, same, studying the same class, so we get the same questions in their oral exam. So he was just memorizing what the teacher asked to the other students. But the teacher asked to this, now this student, what's your name? And he answered, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, like the name of an important person in the history of India. When were you born? Teacher asked. Oh, I was born in 1947. Like the answer... Are you crazy? The teacher said, oh, how come you were born in 1947? Then he answered, oh, I'm still searching. Because this was the answer for the first boy. When the teacher asked him about the stars, the boy told, oh, scientists are researching for the stars. But now there's another boy. The teacher asked, are you crazy? Because he said he was born in 1947. Because actually he was just had memorized the answer of the independence of India. Did you feel bliss, happiness listening to this story? So the Baal, these crazy people, they're like this. They just say anything which is in their minds, and they don't have any siddhanta or conceptions of the scriptures, nothing. But there are two kinds of crazy people. Listen carefully. One person is a materialist crazy person. Like some people crazy for money, some people are crazy for women, some people crazy for men, some people crazy for get a name, fame, reputation. And this world is full of crazy people. Is there anyone who is not crazy? Everyone is crazy. Everyone's crazy in this world. Everyone. Do you know pagal? Crazy? It's like a mental hospital disease in this world. Who goes to the mental hospital? Only crazy people go. Prabhupada says, who comes to the hospital? Sick people, patients. So always a patient in somehow. So what is the, who is crazy, like chit pagal, spiritually crazy, crazy for Krishna Prem? Become crazy for love, then become just like crazy. They become intoxicated by Krishna Prem. It's called a Prakriti Prem, transcendental love. Shrimati Radhika, she told to Krishna. Like Mahaprabhu told in the Shloka of Shikshastaka. How Srimati Radhika, she is like crazy, even in separation from Krishna. So Advaita Acharya wrote a letter to Mahaprabhu saying what? Bengali poem.
Can you check the sound and the translation?
That's another person who doesn't record the other stuff. So, everybody was intoxicated with Krishna Prem. Mahaprabhu made everybody become intoxicated with Krishna prema. Mahaprabhu gave prema to everyone and nobody else, like, everybody full. It's full, everybody. So Advaita Acharya was telling to Mahaprabhu, now come back to your dham. Go back to your abode. This was the meaning of that letter. But not everybody could understand the meaning of that letter. What's the answer Mahaprabhu gave? The devotees were asking, what the meaning of this Al Bal Chal? Then, you know, Mahaprabhu told Advaita Acharya, he's the pujak, he's the best worshipper. He's the worshipper of the deity. Those who worship the deity, first they do avahan, I mean, they call the deity first. If you're a pujari, you have to call the first the deity, you must call the deity. Give some asan, place to sit and wash the feet of the deity, argya, all these things. Then have to offer garland, sandalwood paste and other things according to the rules of this shastras. So Mahaprabhu wanted to say, I came to this material world, and who brought me to this world was Advaita Acharya. Mahaprabhu told, I was sleeping in yoga nidra. Nara means Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is called Nera. Nera means somebody who shakes me. If someone is sleeping, how to wake this person up? You must shake the person. The person doesn't want to wake up. You call him, he's not waking up, standing up, so you must shake the person. So Mahaprabhu also told, I was sleeping in the ocean of milk. And who woke me up? Advaita Acharya. When he roared, like he's called loudly, Prabhu, if you don't come now to this material world, I will manifest four arms and I will destroy this whole creation. So Advaita Acharya, what did he do? He made Mahaprabhu manifest in this world. This was the calling of Advaita Acharya. So how many reasons for Mahaprabhu coming? Do you know or not? Two reasons why Mahaprabhu came. One is the main reason, another secondary reason. Main reason one, you know what is Mukhya? Principal reason. Two, and secondary reason also two. So Mukha Karan, main reason, the first of them is Shradaya Pranaya Mahima. This shloka explains. Understand? Second primary reason is the calling of Advaita Acharya. So two main reasons why Mahaprabhu came. First, Shradaya Pramanaya Mahima, the three greeds that Krishna wanted to relish. Three things from Srimati Radhika he wanted to relish. So, three things of Srimati Radhika's love that Krishna could not relish before. Krishna wanted so much, that's why he took the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika and appeared in this world. Krishna is wondering, what is my beauty and sweetness that Srimati Radhika is always relishing? Third, what Srimati Radhika she feels when she relishes my beauty? So what is in me that she's always relishing? What does she feel when she relishes? And what is the glory of her love? So these are the three reasons that Mahaprabhu came. But this is the first primary reason, subdivides in three. And second, Mukha Karan. So two main reasons. One, described in this verse, Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. Three grades of Krishna. Second Mukha Karan is the calling of Advaita Acharya. Gauna Karan, there are two secondary reasons. So the first one is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much from generous. Something that which was not given long time ago. Mahaprabhu, Guru Sundar, he came and after long time, how much long time? After 1,000 Chatur Yugas. This cycle rotating 1,000 times. Yeah, one day of Brahma. Then, in the end of Dwapara, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, same Krishna. He appeared in the form of Shatsand Gaura Hari. Mahaprabhu is relishing this prema Shrimati Radhika and giving drops of this to the jivas of this world. He is relishing, he is taking this. What? The Unata Ujwala Ras. This Unata Ujwala Ras he is tasting and taking Mahaprabhu. So this beauty of his own devotional service, what is this? Vadine Shakti Swarupini Shrimati Radhika. This one rays of the prema of Shrimati Radhika. Shabhakti Sriyam. So Mahaprabhu is giving to the jivas, giving to everyone, distributing. So this is the first of the secondary reasons, and the second of the secondary reasons. To establish the Yuga Dharma, which is Nama Sankirtana. What is the Yuga Dharma? It's what people must do in that age. People forgot Varnashram Dharma. Doing bad things in this world. People. So also must purify the society. So propagating the Yuga Dharma. This is something which must be done. And this Yuga Dharma is Nama Dharma, is holy names in this age. It's like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says. So, all these reasons. So, I was speaking about other things. Main katha was Jiva Goswami Nityananda. Okay, my main katha I was speaking before. Nityananda told to Jiva, go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan and stay under the guidance of Rupa and Sanatana performing our sadhana bhajan. At that time, Jiva Goswami told. But there's no difference between Avadvipa and Vrindavana, right? But the speciality is that one Dhamma is more full of sweetness, Madhurya Mai Dham, and another one more full of generosity. Audharya Mai Dham. Vrindavana is called Madhurya Mai Dham, and Navadvipa is Audharya Mai Dham. Magnanimate. So, but what is the definition of Audharya Madhurya? Where? Madhurya. Madhurya Dham, sweetness means. when there is so much love and affection towards Krishna, just like he's a family member. O que está dobrando Bhat Priti? This is called Madhurya. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushanam Prabhu, he defines Madhurya in a very beautiful way. What is Madhurya? What is Madhurya? It's when you behave like with your Ishtadeva, just like if Ishtadeva is your family member. Love, worldly affection, just like you have so much love in a relationship with your parents, mother, father, brother, sister. People have these relationships in the family and friends in this world. So in the same way, Devrajavas is the eternal associates of Krishna. Ragatmik Jan. Ragatmik Jan, they have Lokik Sadhmanu Bhat Priti with Krishna. Affection is like a family member. They don't see Krishna as Bhagavan. Actually, they don't accept that Krishna is Bhagavan. Not at all. They don't have that thought, the feeling that Krishna is Bhagavan. So this is Madhurya. And Krishna also performing pastimes as like a human being. According to the type of the devotee, Bhagavan will manifest his form accordingly. Just like a durjamani, one kind of crystal. By durjamani means one kind of crystal that has seven colors inside this stone. According to the angle of vision that you look towards this stone, crystal, you can see different color. It's the same, like it's only one stone, but according to the angle which you look at it, you see different colors. In the same way, the Brajabhasis, they have this relationship with Krishna like a worldly family member. Some people think Krishna is their son. Friends of Krishna in Sakarasa, they think Krishna is their friend. And Madhurya Rasa, the gopis. The gopis have which kind of relationship with Krishna? Beloved, lover and beloved. How beautiful bhava. Like Krishna prefers to listen the gopis insulting him, blaspheming him, than the prayers of the Vedas. So Krishna is only one, but according to your devotion, means according to the rasa of the devotee, Bhagavan will manifest to the devotee in that specific form. Like to Hanuman, Lord manifests in the form of Ramchandra. It's that same Krishna. Ram is Krishna. There's no difference between Ram and Krishna. It's an offense if you make any distinction between Ram and Krishna. If you think Krishna is one Bhagavan, one God, and Ram is another God, if you think like this, it's an offense. But in front of the devotees of Dasya Rasa, God manifests in that form. The form of Ram. And Hanuman, he will be happy. Hanuman himself told, there's no difference between Krishna and Ram. But my nishtha is in Lord Ramchandra. Ramachandra is my life and soul. So in front of these kinds of devotees, God manifests the form accordingly to the devotee, to the mode of the devotee. Like Srimati Radhika, she is my superiors can criticize me, can even give up on me, everybody can give me up, But I'll never give up Govinda. He's my love and soul. Shrimati Radhika is saying, I love Krishna. I can never give up Krishna. But if my superiors chastise me, no problem. Or if they give up on me. Still, Shamasundar is everything for me, everything to me. Krishna is my life and soul. So beautiful mood. That's why Madhurya, okay. Speciality of the Madhurya of Vraj. And what is Aishwarya? When the Bhagavata supremacy of God manifests. Oh, I forgot to speak one thing about the definition of Madhurya, sweetness. The opulence, supremacy of God can be manifested or not, might be manifested or not. Still, if you behave with your Ishtadeva in a family member, as like he is a family member, Lokik Sadbanubat Priti, this is Madhurya. So in Madhurya, the opulence might be there or not, supremacy of God might be manifested or not. But if you have a relationship with him like a family member, then it's Madhurya. Just like, for example, Vrajavasis. They saw many opulences of Krishna, but they did not accept it or believe that he was God. What opulences did the Vrajavasis see with their own eyes? And they saw that Krishna for 7 days, 7 nights, Krishna lifted Giriraj. They saw. A normal person could never do that. But still, Vrajavasis didn't believe Krishna was Bhagavan. Krishna danced upon the hoods of Kaliya. Still, they didn't believe that Krishna was Bhagavan. So many times, Krishna manifested his universal form. But still, Vrajavasis didn't accept Krishna was Bhagavan. Okay. But in separation moments, gopis told what? Gopis also told something mentioning the opulence of Krishna in separation, isn't it? In the separation moments, separation mood, the gopis, they are telling about the... Maybe directly or indirectly, they are mentioning the opulence of Krishna. Oh, no, sorry, not this. Jokingly, sometimes joking, they are mentioning. Not borrow the little last line Gurudeva told. So, like, sometimes they are joking or not, but they mention the opulence of Krishna. For example, the Brahma Gita. Krishna told, oh, this black bee is the messenger of Krishna. Srimad Bhakti explains. So that gopi, the name of Srimati Radhika is not taken in the Brahma Gita. Shukadeva Goswami didn't say her name. But he said, some gopi, she was meditating and saying all these things, like Brahma Gita Katha. Okay, continuing. Sometimes even jokingly or in other occasions they speak about Krishna's supremacy in separation mode. For example, in the Brahma Gita, you are the friend of a cheater. So if you are the friend of a cheater, you are also you are a cheater as well. Because according to the person we associate, we will have the same nature of that person, isn't it? If you have a friendship with a thief, you'll become a thief as well. If you have a friendship with somebody who drinks alcohol, also start drinking. So Srimati Radhika says, or you also be a drunk, like always drunk, always drinking. So Srimati Radhika told, oh bumblebee, you have some relationship with Krishna. No, sorry, you have something similar to Krishna. What? You are black and he's black. And you are a cheater. And he's also like this. What is the duplicity of the bumblebee? He doesn't stay in only one flower. He's going to all the flowers, and sometimes the bumblebee does not even sit on the flower. He's just like humming, and then flies away. Have you seen this? So he could also take the honey of only one flower and be satisfied. But no, he's going to all the flowers the whole day, the bumblebee, and just humming around the flowers the whole day. So meaning is Shrimati Radhika is saying Krishna doesn't have a loyalty, it's only one lady, one woman. Understand? Krishna doesn't have loyalty or nishtha to only one woman. He like loves all the women. All women. So you are a cheater, you are a hypocrite. Get out of here. I don't want to be friends with you. Have friendship with you. So Krishna Radhika is saying. Externally, Shrimati Radhika is criticizing Krishna, but actually she's glorifying him. This is called Ninda Chale Stuti. Looks like she's like, you know, externally she's criticizing Krishna, but actually Shrimati Radhika, she's glorifying Krishna. Nobody kills monkeys in this world. But your friend, Shrimati Radhika is saying, your friend, I tell you about three other lives he had. Who is saying? Shrimati Radhika. Not in one life. Life after life. He's a hypocrite, he's a cheater, he's a evil person. Like he's, let's say, a cheater basically. He's duplicity, with duplicity and hypocrisy. You know, I tell you about his life of as Rama. His wife Sitadevi was kidnapped, and to set free her, his wife, like to free his wife, he did friendship with two monkeys. He became friends with two monkeys. With Sugriva, he was friend with one monkey, with Sugriva. But with Bali, he was enemy of Bali. Why? Friendship with only one monkey and another one he killed Bali. He was enemy of the other monkey and even killed him. Ram killed Bali. What offense did Bali do? Also Bali himself asked this to Ramchandra. Bali told my brother Sugriva, why are you friends with Sugriva? Bali asked. And why you consider me as an enemy? This question comes. Like, why? They're saying because Bali did bad things. Okay, but why did Ram kill Bali? Nobody eats the flesh of monkey. But your friend Rama Avatara came and killed the monkey. With one monkey was a friend, he was friend, another monkey he was enemy. Like he was his enemy and even killed him. And also he killed him with treachery, like with in his mouth, he was saying, I prefer to die than to break a vow, not to follow my words. Like Nidandani Savaragos, they prefer to die than to not follow their words. But you see, Ramachandra, he killed, you know, generally the code of a warrior. What is the code of the warriors? You have to fight them face to face. You cannot shoot anyone in their back, like when they are giving back to you. So when there's a code of conduct of fight, battle. But your friend, Ramchandra, he shot an arrow in the back, like when Bali was giving back to the back to him. Do you know this lila? How Ram killed Bali, you know? Yeah. Sorry. And also Ramachandra, your Prabhu, your master, he used to say, I am. He used to identify himself, introduce himself as... He used to introduce, I'm a Brahmachari. Like Ramachandra used to say, I'm a Brahmachari. Actually, the Panditas explain that if you have the vow of having only one wife, this is also called a Brahmachari. Shastra, there's one shloka in Shastra that explains this. Understand? Because Ram had the vow of taking only one wife. Okay, so he even used the cloth of a Brahmachari. Your Ramavatara was using the cloth of Brahmachari, dreadlocks in the head, and going with his wife. Okay. But if he was a sadhu in the forest, why was he carrying a bow and arrow? To be a sadhu, you have to give up your previous ashram or your previous activities. But he was holding the weapons just like a kshatriya. The sadhus are not kshatriyas. The sadhus... just like without any fear, they're just walking everywhere. But your friend Ram, in one way he was saying, I'm a sadhu, Brahmachari. He was using dreadlocks of sadhu. And but why was he still carrying the bow and arrow in his hand? Tom, why? The sadhu can stay in the forest. What's necessary to... Sorry, I couldn't listen to this. Very beautiful. Anyway, he's a hypocrite and a cheater. So, Srimati Radhika, she was unmadini, like in these crazy states of prem. So, Krishna, when he also was grazing the cows, gopis also, they were so eager to see Krishna, and they used to stay in the two sides of the road to see Krishna. Some gopi was under a tree to see, eager to see Krishna. Another gopi a little bit far, she was having the darshan of Krishna. Of the Gopi Gita. So gopis are blaspheming Brahma. They are saying, Gopi, Brahma, you should die. Gopis are saying, Brahma, you should die. Die, Brahma. Vishwanath Chakravarti explains in the commentary. If your post is empty, it would be better because you cannot do properly your job. Gopis are saying to Brahma, you cannot do properly your job, so you should die and get out of this post. Why? You don't know how to create. Do you know? No. Why? What is my fault? Brahma is asking. What have I done wrong? And Gopi say, you created a beautiful form of our beloved Govinda. Understand? Everybody becomes intoxicated by seeing his form. The beautiful form of Govinda. His curly hair. His smile, his face, the foot in his hands, so beautiful. see Govinda, I need actually thousands and billions of eyes. But you gave us only two eyes. Only two eyes. How can we see him? Two eyes. Well, eyes, sorry. What can I see with two eyes? Okay. Okay, only two eyes. Okay. But you gave us eyelids. Isn't it? You don't realize, but your eyes have, they're closing all the time, shutting because of the eyelids. I mean, you're always closing, shutting your eyes, but you don't even realize. You don't. There's one story in Bengal that I didn't listen to. What?
Can you?
Some people, they are blinking like this, and
what they say? If the people blink, what? If the person blinks, the person has more money.
If the person blinks so much, the person has more money. The person has more money if they blink too much. So some, they say this. Bengalis, they say this. Maybe sometimes, yeah, more money will come if you blink. This is like rumors or people say like this. So, Brahma created this beautiful form of Govinda and gave us only two eyes to see him. How can we see him with two eyes? But okay, we accept only two eyes. But on top of that, with eyelids. Okay, we accept also two eyes and eyelids. Okay. Srimati Radhika says, sometimes in my dream, or sometimes like personally, when I see Krishna, I feel so much happiness in my heart, so much excitement in my heart. I feel so much excitement in my heart, I cannot even explain. It's unexplainable. What is Bhagavad Darshan? What is to see God? What is it? Vairi, two enemies. Vairi means enemy. What are the two enemies that come when Srimati Radhika has Govinda Darshan? She feels so much ananda. Her heart. She feels excitement so much. So much. And she thinks, where can I put my beloved to sit? Where can I put him to sit? Like, where can I keep him? Where can? How can I serve him? Just like, suppose, after a long time, if you, a great friend comes to your house, your best friend comes to your house, your best friend comes to your house, you feel so much happiness and excitement that you don't even serve him properly. You do everything like the opposite you should do. Should I put him to sit? Should I do this? Should I give him water? You don't even know where to start or what to do. You cannot even think about it. What to do, what not to do. So you feel this excitement because of the happiness you feel that he's there. Not necessarily following the rules and etiquette, proper etiquette. No, you're just so much excited you cannot even do properly the things. Chandidasa says, friend, what can I tell you about this happiness and excitement that I feel in my mind? If Samsaki says, Srimati Radhika, tell me, today you just met your beloved Govinda, and what do you felt? What did you feel when you were with him? Tell something about your feelings. What did you feel when you were with him? Then Srimati Radhika says, I feel so much bliss when I see Krishna, so much happiness. It's just like a festival. It's a festival for my eyes. Nayana Utsava. When Krishna goes cow grazing, the gopis, they just seeing so much Krishna. All the gopis, they're just watching, seeing him. It's like a party for the eyes. What there is in a party, in a festival? Try to understand. Each gopi, they are with their eyes. They're actually talking to Krishna with their eyes. They're speaking with Krishna through their eyes. Understand? Actually, through our eyes, we can speak also. Yes. Not with the tongue. Not with the tongue. Not with the mouth. We speak also the eyes, they say. Eyes speak. But he's sitting with his eyes shut. He doesn't want to speak with me. So by with the eyes, the gopis, they are making this party, this celebration. He's coming in the kirtan. So beautiful, this bhava. So the eyes, they express our moods. How is the talk of the love, not with the tongue and with the mouth, the speech of the love, like the talk of how you express the love, not with your words and mouth, but with your eyes. Srimati Radhika is saying, Madhava Govinda, he's always in my heart. So, you know the name of Srimati Radhika? The name of Krishna is Madhava. What is the meaning of Madhava? Madhava means Lakshmi. Dava means the pati, like the lord of Lakshmi. Somebody who has so much wealth is Madhava. But Ma also means no. Da, don't go quickly. Means, hey, Madhav, don't go away quickly. Go slowly, slowly away. Like if you must go away, but go slowly, don't go quickly. In the Gita Govinda, this expression is there, this shloka. Externally, Srimati Radhika is saying with Ma, angry, Madhav, get out of here, go, go. Madhav, get out of here. I don't want to listen to your flattering words. Srimati Radhika is manini, is angry with him. Srimati Radhika is saying, Ma means no. Because Srimati Radhika later explained, Krishna, I didn't want you to go away. I actually told Madhava, I said, don't go away quickly. Don't go away fast. Go slowly. If you must go, go slowly, slowly. Don't go away so quick. No, just take your time. Go slowly. So that my mother stays eternally in my heart, temple of my heart. And how will I keep my beloved? Just like in the, what do we like in the winter? We like some blanket and jacket, sleeping bag. He said we like sleeping bag in the cold times. This world is also like this. When something is necessary, you grab it wholly, but when the thing is not necessary, you just even forget it somewhere, like even sleeping bag, even though it's hot, but so you even forget where you kept your sleeping bag, you don't even know where is it. But when it's necessary, you want it so much. So Michael, where do you keep the broom? Outside the house. We must keep the broom outside the house. Otherwise, Lakshmi will not come in your house. Understand? So, when the broom is necessary, then you bring it inside. Shasta explains. The broom should not keep inside the house, the broom. Outside the house should be. But when it's necessary, then you bring it inside the house. Understand? So it's written that, use me. Huh? Use me. Like she's praying, please use me. The broom is praying, use me. No, I'll use it only when necessary. Anchal means? You know that anchal, what is the anchal? The tip of the cloth of the sari, the ending part of the sari. You don't wear sari, so you don't know what is an anchal. Who has sari? Also, she also doesn't have sari. The Westerners, they're using sari. Ah, she's showing the anchal. Actually, the Bideshi, the Western, is becoming Indian, and the Indians are becoming Westerners. You're not even wearing sari, what? Isn't it? So the anchal is the last part of the sari, like veil, it's covering the head, that last part. So okay, suppose somebody fills up their anchal, the last part of their sari, you know, like a veil, the veil, and gives me so much, offers me so much jewels, like full of jewels, and wants my beloved. Somebody makes this cloth full of jewels and wants to give to me for my beloved, like in exchange. You know, sometimes the husband goes to another country to get more money because maybe the family is not having so much money, so the husband must work in another country. So maybe the husband will go to Dubai to get some, you know, some people are sent to Dubai to get more money. In the same way, Srimati Radhakrishna is saying, if somebody tells me that, if someone says, oh, Radha, I'll give you some money, and you just give me your beloved. Like, you know, send dear husband to me. Oh, husband, I'm sorry, your beloved. Just like Gurudev said, somebody, sometimes a man will work in another place in exchange of good money, some salary. Srimati Radhakrishna says, no, I'll not send him. And also another circumstance is in the time of, so in the winter time we want, you know, a jacket, a sweater, or like a warm clothes. But in the summer time, what do you like? Ba means air, wind. Giriseva means cool breeze, like cool wind. When you feel some cool wind, you feel refreshment so much. What did you say?
Ajka? That it's not good for us. This is harmful. Sometimes throat infection.
He's talking about sorry, he spoke too quickly and the sound didn't come properly, so all the words I couldn't listen. Very beautiful. Maybe Chandidas. Girish means Girishma. Summertime. These songs are explained according to the grammar. You can understand these words' meaning. If I discuss all this, it will take time. So anyway, some things are also Brajabhasha, because he asked how is possible the word, the meaning of this. So they was explaining. Sometimes they mix Bengali with some language of Bihar and with Brajabhasha and becomes another language. And Bengali with Gujarati, everything has chi. Because he asked about this song, this word of this song, this, which language, like Bengali. So they're making jokes about how the Gujarati language is different from Hindi sometimes. That time I didn't understand so much. One thing Gurudev said, Gurudev was saying about actually this wind, cold wind, that some he doesn't like because it can give him like sore throat or this cold coming like this. That's why whenever he comes, he already asks to shut the stop the wind. Sometimes, depending on the circumstances. All these katas are very beautiful. Just speaking about the commentaries, I could speak many, many days. Because the commentaries explain many possible different meanings for the same thing. Just like the Ganges comes from the Himalaya and goes into the ocean. The commentaries, they take one like small shloka, and for one word of that shloka, they explain so much, so much. Just like the Ganges, that it starts in the Himalayas and goes into the Ganga Sagar. So he didn't take bath until now in Navadvipa. Have you taken bath? Have you gone to the Ganges here in Navadvipa? But he wanted to go to Ganga Sagar. He wanted to go to Ganga Sagar. So he should go only one time to Ganga Sagar. Why one time to Ganga Sagar? Because only they're so dirty. Ganga Sagar is so dirty. If you go to Ganga Sagar, they understand how dirty is there. So in the day of that festival, Makara Sankranti, you can go to Ganga Sagar and understand, because people take so much bath and people do number two. No, I don't know if number two, but there's so much number two there. I mean, how to say feces. And people had to take the feces out of their hands to take bath there. I don't know whose feces. Gurudev just said feces. So feces was there. And number is poop. So they have to remove to take bath in the Ganga Sagar. So there's very dirty place. That's why in the shloka says you have to go only once to Ganga Sagar. So Gurudev is saying Shyamprabhu wanted to go there so much, but insisting, but they didn't go. But even here now there's Ganga, he's also not taking bath. This is the main Ganga in Navadvipa. Why you want to go Ganga Sagar? Where Mahaprabhu bathed. You know, Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Radha Krishna. There's no tirtha higher than Navadvipa, the Ganga here. But he has no faith, so he wants to go Ganga Sagar. He wants to take bath in the dirty things in the middle of the pollution there in this. So here the Ganges is so pure. There's nothing higher. The highest Ganga is in Navadvipa. The fruit of taking bath here in this Ganges is even higher than bathing in Ganges in Haridwar. How many times I've been? Only once. Because he said, but you went to Ganga Sagar. They said, only once. It's not necessary to go to Ganga Sagar. Take bath here. Bathe here. Those who took the Ladu of Delhi, they regret. And those who haven't taken also, they regret. Like they want to take. There's a kirtan in Hindi that says, one time you go to Ayodhya, two times to Dwarka, three times go to Triveni, to meeting of the three rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, take bath there, It's one song in Hindi. So, but all the tirthas are in Vraja. They'll not go anywhere outside Vrindavan, actually. Everything is in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, also in Navadvipa, of course. If you come to Navadvipa Dham, if you bathe here, you get all the fruits of bathing in all the tirthas, sacred places. Navadvipa Dham is so glorious. People don't understand this. You got a very, very, very precious things and you think it's an ordinary thing. People have no faith? Okay, so go. Go, but I don't... But if the person will come back or not, I don't know. So many people die there. Like in these other dhammas, other pilgrimage places, people die. Like in Kedar Badri, top of Himalayas, people die, you know? Some people were with completely covered in the mud. Only the eyes coming out of the mud. Because, this landslides, mudslide, and the purple, some years ago this happened, and the people become under the earth, the mudslide, landslide. So there was a landslide some years ago, and so many people died, and some devotees were there, and this happened. So the person told, he said, "Oh, the only my head, the person is still alive. But his head was outside, and he couldn't move because he's completely paralyzed because of all that." Soil around him, land, so he couldn't move. And he was hoping, oh, somebody would come and rescue me because he couldn't even move because so much, he cannot move his body. No, full of earth, soil, because I cannot move. But in Braja, there is also Kedar Badri, this Kedarnath Badrinath. The person doesn't want to go here in Braja, but wants to go to the top of Himalayas there, to die there because of the mudslide, landslide. What is it? So the person, Shambhrabhu, haven't. Who took bath in the Ganga here? Ganga here? Raise your hand. Who took bath in the Ganga? Who took bath in the Ganga here in Navadvipa? Yes. Okay, if your health is not good, do a chaman. No problem. Why to go here is such a sweet place. Why to go? So if you take the best sweet, you don't want good molasses, like which is a cheaper kind of sweet, not so refined. So you got such a beautiful and thing like a nectar, but still you want the feces, the impure things. But Nanga Mahaprabhu was, I think, in the side of Shambhrabhu, so Gurudev said, oh, yeah, he's your friend. Huh? So you're a friend of him, not my friend, no? Because everybody's Jagai Madai. Because you be the friend of someone who is the same nature as you. Okay, so the question, why Nityananda Chaturjiva Goswami go to Vrindavan? understand the guidance of Rupa and Sanatana. Jiva Goswami asked, if Navadvipa and Vrindavan are the same, why are you telling me to go to Vrindavan? Why are you inspiring me so much, encouraging me so much to go to Vrindavan? So I'm not telling you, for example, to take bath in Ganga Sagar in the meeting of Ganges with the ocean. I'm telling you to take bath here in Ganges in Navadvipa. I'm not saying for you to go to Haridwar. I'm saying Navadvipa is the best of all tirthas. We need to know what he told. What is the answer? So the answer is that Navadvipa is Gupta Vrindavan, hidden Vrindavan. Which Vrindavan? Gupta Vrindavan. Hidden Vrindavan. Everything is here. Radha Kunda, Shama Kunda, Giridhar, Govardhan. Gopas and Gopis. But if you go to Vrindavan, you can see directly these places. And for a Bhava Sadhaka, it's like a deep and a stimulation for a Bhava Sadhaka. Here we cannot see the Radha Kunda. But if you go to Vrindavan, you can see Radha Kunda directly. And then your heart will feel so much bliss. Also you see directly Giriraj Govardhan in Vrindavan. How Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan with his pinky finger of left hand for 7 days and seven nights. But here, we don't see this place, Giriraj Govardhan. She's saying, but the Nitya Siddhas were in Navadvipa, they can see Radha Kunda, Shama Kunda, these places, no? Yes. But you cannot see with your eyes. Like I told about Giriraj Govardhan also. She said, but Anita Siddha can see, no? And Gurudev is saying, Anita Siddha will see anywhere, he will see Radha Kunda Shama Kunda. So what to do? Stay here. Or in Vrindavan. Why? Because actually Navadvipa Dham will give you entrance in Vrindavan. Give you a certificate for you to be able to enter Vrindavan. Like I told you, you haven't passed the 10th class, like the high school, when you want to be admitted in the college, university. No, it's not possible. So you've passed the 10th class, you have to show your diploma certificate. Uddhava could not be admitted even. What to speak of getting the certificate? Bhagavata explains that Uddhava, Sukadeva Goswami wrote, that Uddhava came back. Uddhava told, now Krishna is in Mathura. So why should I stay in Vrindavan if Krishna is not here? I'll go away. So Uddhava, it's written. The commentary explains so beautifully. If you read this commentary, you feel like crying. It's very beautiful. Uddhava could not stay in Vrindavan. He was praying, oh, I want to be the dust of the gopi. I mean, get this mood and like this. He prayed and prayed, but he couldn't get this mood, and then he left Vrindavan to be with Krishna. But Krishna is always in Vrindavan. But he didn't see. He wanted to go to Mathura. Okay, go to Mathura. Stay with Kubja there. So two kinds of conceptions. Maybe in the previous life, the person has already lived in Avadipadam. Maybe the person has already taken permission of Avadipadam and now the person is staying in Vrindavan. Okay, so those who are really doing bhajan, maybe now this life in Vrindavan, means that maybe next previous life he's already stayed in Avadipa. So he already got a certificate from Avadipa and now in this life he's in Vrindavan doing bhajan. Like in India, you can pass in any school. Like if you pass in a high school in India, you can pass in like in any school and you can be admitted in the university. But before entering the high school, the university, sorry, you must present the certificate of the high school and also you must do the admission test of the university, isn't it? So although you have the certificate of your high school and everything, you have to still do one more test, admission test to get to, into university. So like Uddhav came to Braj, but he failed in the admission test. So that's why he had to come back. He went back. Yeah, he's doing austerities. So what happens? Because the rasa of Uddhava is the rasa of Uddhava. Oh, of Mathura. Rasa of Mathura. That's why he could never attain this mood of Braj. This is the conception. So these material examples, they are not applicable in all moments. So in this material world, maybe you can do the admission test again and again, like one more time to try to get. But in the transcendental world, like the person is trying, but it's not possible because the rasa, the person, is not that rasa. Like the Pandavas, they stayed in the like a tree in the banks of Radhakunda, and then, you know the story. I tell this story. Depending on the rasa that is in the heart of the jiva, you can only attain what is in the rasa of your heart. We don't know what is our rasa. That's why we think, oh, I want to get Madhura rasa, this and that. If you have this already, this potency, you get this bhava, this rasa, otherwise not. Even if you try, you cannot get. All the jivas. So Gurudeva pacified us and told, look, even duality. So I was saying about, you can only attain the rasa that you have, the potency which you have. Going back to the slowly, slowly. When your heart becomes free from all anarthas, then how do you know which direction is the east? At that time there was no compass. How to know which direction is the east? No, before the sun is rising, you see some light in the east direction. Then you can realize, oh, that direction is the east. Or you can also see some constellation and also understand, oh, like the Dhruva Nakshatra, and you can see. So after Anatta Nivritti, slowly, you'll be able to realize, to understand which is your asana. After Natanibriti, you can a little bit already start to know a little bit what is arasa, but for Natanibriti, it takes so much time actually. Just for Natanibriti, it takes so much time, pray to God, do service.